I am no longer efforting him. I have located him. I've secured him. We are joined right now by a linebacker for the Arizona Cardinals. He signed a 3-year deal with Cardinals. He had 7 sacks each of the last 2 seasons with the Lions. He was the Detroit Lions Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. Played his college ball at USC. He was drafted 174th overall in 2014. Arizona coming off a 5-10-1 season last year, but they're going to have a very different look next year. We are joined by Devon Kennard. Devon, great to have you on the program. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, man.
It's good to have you back. So take me back a few days. You were coming off back-to-back seasons with 7 sacks in Detroit. You were a team captain. You were the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. Then you find out the team releases you. What was your reaction when you heard that news?
I was definitely surprised. But, it was a good lesson. You can never get comfortable in this league. Anything could happen. And you just got to be ready to react and adjust. And that's what I did. And it's worked out in my favor. Everything, got a great opportunity to play here for the Arizona Cardinals. It's my hometown. So I'm looking forward and I'm excited for the opportunity moving forward.
That's where I was going next. One of the options that came up, of course, was the possibility of signing with the Arizona Cardinals. You did play your high school ball at Desert Vista High in Phoenix. So you started to touch on that. How excited were you about the chance to come back to Arizona and play there, given your roots?
It was definitely exciting. Like I said, the release from the Lions was unexpected. But as soon as I was released, the Cardinals were one of the first teams that were in the mix and really trying to get something done. And that was exciting. And to finally come to an agreement and decide, and we did it pretty quickly, it was a great thing. And my family's excited. I'm looking forward to being able to be home and play for, an organization that I grew up watching my whole life.
Well, speaking of family, not only are you from Phoenix, but your father, Derek, played for the Cardinals back in the day. What was it like when you told him that you might be going back to play for his old team? And then how good does it feel now that it's official?
Man, he was super excited, not only for me to be coming home, but then to play for an organization that he played for. I don't know how many players or how many people can say that, father, son, both play in the league and had an opportunity to play for the same, organization. I'm sure there's few people that can say that's happened. So, it's pretty cool for us, and it's just my family still here in the Valley.
Devon Kennard joining us. We had an issue with the connection for 1 minute. That's an amazing story, right? Your father and son playing for the same team. Now, going to the Cardinals means that you're going to be playing on the opposite side of Chandler Jones. You are a self-described film junkie. What kind of thoughts do you have when you watch him on tape?
He's one of the more talented pass rushers in our league. Last year he went off. He had a ridiculous year, and I even was on Good Morning Football one day and said, I think he's the defensive player of the year. And I meant it then, and I stand by that. He had an incredible year last year, and I'm excited to play on the opposite side of him and see what kind of havoc we could cause.
So what do you think is going to happen? I'm sure you've thought about that already. What do you envision seeing the two of you on the field together? How will that look, and how will that play out?
I'm not really sure. That's kind of the coach's job to kind of, dictate that for us. I'm just going to be training hard all offseason and be ready to do whatever they ask of me and try to help us win games.
Devon Kennard is joining us. What about your training? I've talked to every guy, or I've asked every player who's come on. It's very difficult, obviously, right now to get your work in. How are you approaching it, and what kind of training are you doing?
You got to make do with what you can do. You know what I mean? Doing a lot more things outside, just one-on-one with my trainer and who happens to be my brother, actually. So that's been convenient. And been doing that and just getting everything you can. But it's definitely limiting right now with the crazy times with the corona going around.
Now you mentioned the coaching. Detroit, for instance, was not known for blitzing very much. But now you're coming to a defense that blitzed nearly 40% of the time last year, which was 3rd overall in the league. How do you think you'll fit into the scheme in that system? And what kind of thoughts do you have about that?
Man, that's exciting. When you're blitzing, that means more one-on-one opportunities, some more mismatches, maybe some guys having matchups with tight ends and running backs. And it just makes for fun. Everybody has opportunities to make plays. So, that's just what I know from watching their defense and over the years watching Vance Joseph's defense. So, I'm excited to learn more about it and to get into the scheme.
Devon Kennara joining us. He's now a member of the Arizona Cardinals. You know, then you've got the offensive side of things where you have Kyler Murray going into his second season. You have the arrival of DeAndre Hopkins. You had a huge game against the Cards last year with three sacks. What do you make of the offense and how explosive it can be?
Man, they got weapons all over the place. It's going to be fun and competitive every day in practice. So I'm looking forward to that, you know, to those kind of opportunities every day in practice. And I think the offense is going to you know, cause a lot of problems. So, you know, if we can match their energy on defense and you know, put it together and be a well-rounded team, you know, I like our chances this year.
You know, also, you were making the point that it's really difficult to wrap up Kyler Murray and get him to the ground. What is it about him that makes him so tough to bring down?
You know, he's one of the more athletic guys in the league. He's fast. He's quick. He knows how to, you know, maneuver and get out of bad situations. And he just has a knack for those kind of things. So, you know, when you combine his athletic ability with, you know, that just good sense of awareness and all of that, it makes for, you know, a tough quarterback to get on the ground. And not to mention, you know, his arm talent and what he can do throwing the ball.
Can you speak to that for a minute? You know, I don't know who had this concern when he was coming out, but in terms of arm talent, how live is his arm?
I mean, from what I saw last year, he can make any throw on the field. He's you know, has a super explosive arm, and I'm sure all the receivers and all the weapons he got are looking forward to him throwing them the ball.
Devon Kennara joins me for a couple of more moments. Now, you've been to the postseason once in your career. Have you allowed yourself to think about what it would mean to get back to the postseason and how much would it mean to do it with this team?
You know, I don't look that far ahead right now. You know, I'm trying to win the day. You know, every day get better personally. And then, you know, when we could come together as a team, take that same approach. And, you know, if you do that day in and day out and our team and takes that same, you know, perspective, then I think when it's all said and done, we'll have those opportunities. But, you know, it's March. You can't be worried about that right now.
I understand that. I respect that. Listen, last thing, you and I have talked in the past about the fact that you were really invested in the community in Detroit. I know you're excited to get back home, but how tough is it to leave behind some of the bonds that you created away from the field in Detroit?
Oh, it's definitely, especially when you leave unexpected. It's one thing when you know you may be gone, or you know it's your last year of your deal or something like that, so you kind of part ways. But you know, I was fully expecting to be going back there next month for OTA. So you know, to not be going back at all, especially with the corona, I'm not going to even be, you know, going back at all now. It's you know, it's different circumstances, and you know, you got to kind of make phone calls and say your goodbyes unexpectedly. But you know, that's just the nature of this business.
It is, period. Then how excited are you about diving into the community in Arizona and having the same kind of impact there?
You know, that's something that was a goal of mine going into this year regardless. Was, you know, this is where I usually spend the off-season in Arizona, and I wanted to start to make an impact in my hometown. So it's very ironic that now I'm playing here and I'm going to have even more of those opportunities. And, you know, that's what I plan on doing. When things die down with this corona, try to find organizations that you know, are aligned with what I'm about and get involved and try to make an impact. And it'll just mean that much more to me being able to do it in my hometown.
So last thought, and I think this is really a great cause on your part. Reading is a passion of yours, and it's part of the work that you do, and you encourage kids to read. You've said that you feel like it's important for athletes to talk about reading and to encourage reading rather than just hosting football camps, as an example. Why is that such an important cause to you?
I think that's essential just because, you know, almost every athlete and every, you know, guy I know, you know, has hosted a camp or goes to camps and things. And there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, I really try to kind of deliver the message that, you know, learning and growing and having other, you know, hobbies and things that you're interested in is just as important. And there's a lot of different ways you can become successful. Not everybody is going to make it to the NFL or NBA or MLB. And, you know, I don't want kids to be discouraged and think that that's the only way that they can reach success and you know, change their life circumstances. So to hear that kind of message from an athlete like myself, and then to you know, have someone like me actually promoting reading and showing them what I read and what I like about reading, I think it gives kids a different perspective and hopefully makes reading and growing and learning cool again and not, you know, get kids off the video games a little bit and doing something different.
Oh man, preach. What a great call. Great call, great message. He signed a 3-year deal with the Cardinals. He's coming back home. Played really good ball with Detroit. He was their Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. Played his college ball at USC, Arizona Cardinals linebacker, Devon Kennard, my guest. Devon, great to have you back. Always good to have you on the show. Thanks so much for closing it out for us.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Talk to you soon.
Great to have you back.